nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Amen. There's always an excuse not to come. There's always an excuse. I had so many of them. So many of them. It was quite tough. Many things. Trying to tell you, an important wedding holdings this Saturday in the church. So many meetings here and there. A lot of things. But when you have set your mind to do a thing, no devil can stop you. You understand? There's something about the decision of our decision. When you decide, God will stand behind you. That's why we have to own up and take responsibility for life. What you have taken decision about, God will back you up. I see Him doing it for you in Jesus' name. We are here again, and we give God glory that we are back home. And I'm excited being at home again. I like coming here because I take for granted that we are all seekers of God. And we're always willing to see God deeper, want to go further with Him. It's good to have people who want to go further with God, other than those that maybe want to just remain at that level of no more spiritual advancement. Because that is the unfortunate condition of the church. That's why babyhood is there. We have a preponderance of babyhood in the church worldwide. Because to go deeper with God will take some more. To go deeper will cost us some more. That's what God taught. But I'm glad that we are here to go deeper, to go further. We want to press further. And God is willing to have us. Because let me tell you the truth, Jesus is very deep. Are you hearing me? The Son of God is deep. No matter how long you walk with Him, He's deeper. We have to keep going deeper. And that we are coming again and again is a testimony. You understand? It's an eloquent testimony that we want to go deeper. That's an attestation to it. So when we appear before Him, He will take us further. I see Him taking us further. Lift up your right hand. Why don't you say, God, take me further. Take me deeper. Take me deeper. Take me further. Take me deeper. Take me further. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me start today by touching on what God laid in my heart to share with you. Can God trust you? It's a question, and that's the caption. Can God trust you? It's a nagging question that has been in my heart. I said that when I come, we're going to just look at it a little bit. Can God trust you? Can God trust you? That's the question you're going to answer. And I want to believe it's going to be in the affirmative. You're going to say, yes, God, you can count on me. Because that is very important. I've always told people, I know it is. Nobody can argue that God loves all of us. No doubt about that. Some will even tell you, but scripture, God loves us as much as He loved Jesus. That's God for you. There is no argument, no controversy, that God's love for man is immense and that He loves all of us. Some people will argue He loves us equally. Good. But the question is this, which nobody can also argue. We don't love Him equally. Simple. That's the truth. We don't love Him equally. Then more importantly, that God loves all of us does not mean He trusts us equally. Are you hearing me? When it comes to trust, you are dealing with something different. But we need to answer that nagging question, because that can spell either doom or great success ahead. Because the level of trust God can have in us will matter a lot. We're going to look at scripture and x-ray this truth and look at it well. Can God trust us? Can He trust you? Can He trust us? Because that is very important. Even at human level, many people will tell you, well, they will love people, but when it comes to trusting people, it becomes different. Are you hearing me? Yes. There are brothers in church that, okay, one could, a sister can say, oh, that brother is, but when it comes to saying you entrust your life to him, to marry him, the girl may become afraid, because even though he's a brother in church, he may not be trustworthy in certain things. Are you hearing me? Because you're not committing your life to him. Are you following me? That demands something very higher. So in dealing with trust, is something critical. But that's the question that humans must answer before God come down and start doing certain things. Because God has been betrayed by many. God has been betrayed by many. Even angels betrayed him. You know that? Yes. The Bible says in Job that he charges his angel with folly. Is it not? So even death will betray him. So there is something about not just we trusting God, because God is trustworthy, but him trusting us, different ballgame. But that will matter if we are going to matter properly for God on earth. If we are going to carry weight for God and his kingdom, and God will commit his power, glory to us, he must trust us. The amount of people betraying God are increasing by the day. You may not know it until you make some kind of finding. In Maiduguri, during this Boko Haram crisis, there was a pastor that the Boko Haram people saw, came to them and wanted to kill them. So the man escaped, him and his wife and children. Life, real life. They started running and passing the pastor, his wife, and all his children. They started running from the Boko Haram miscreants. They were running, running, going, going, as they were trying to escape. Unfortunately for them, somehow the Boko Haram caught up with them somewhere where they were trying to escape. Now, when they were coming close, the wife knew that they are going to ask them that question, are you a Christian? He told the husband, wonderful woman. He said, don't deny. Very wonderful. Don't deny. Don't deny. Don't tell them you are not. Thank God for many women. We say deny 10 times. So deny. See the children. Deny. When we survive, tomorrow we'll fix it. That's a normal way. There are things that you don't know you can do. I taught them in church the other time, knowing yourself. You don't know you will do until you are tested. Is it not? That's why in Deacon, in 1 Timothy 3, the Bible says you prove them first before you put them in that office. You test them before you put them in that office. He told the man, don't deny. Don't deny. So they came and asked him, Pastor. No, sorry, they couldn't have said pastor because they don't know he's a pastor. Are you a Christian? A Muslim. The man says he's a Muslim. He denied. So they told them, go. Maybe they didn't have time to try to cross-check. As soon as they let him go with his wife and children, just some few minutes, a stray bullet came from nowhere and hit this man and he died. A stray bullet, he lost his life. The problem is that he had denied the Lord and died like that. The way that stray bullet hit him tells you that God, you know, nothing humiliates Jesus like you denying him publicly. But the man failed the test. He failed the test. All this while he had been pastoring. But somehow, when it mattered most, he denied the son. That means he's not trustworthy. That means God cannot trust him. God wanted to show him, all this while you are pastoring, I cannot trust you. Let me prove it to you. He brought them. Because those things were masterminded by God. God allowed it. And he brought it out. And so that he's not trustworthy. Yet he claimed it's for Jesus. But God could not trust him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is unfortunate, brutal, soul-shaking truth. What does it mean to trust? Trust is certainty based on past experience. Certainty. When you are certain of something about someone based on past experience. So you are dealing with trust. Is it not? Complete confidence in a person. Is it not? You are completely confident in someone. That's trust. Completely confident. Is it not? So that the trust is also the trait of behaving in honesty. What? And reliable. Is it not? Reliability. I mean reliable in order. That is, when you are honest and reliable, so you are trustworthy. God can rely on you. God can count on you. God is confident. And he can put his trust on you. Now these are some things God used to secretly find out from people before he take them to some other realms. You can imagine if Apostle Paul was not trustworthy. And God bequeathed such grace to him. He will betray God eventually. You can imagine what it will look like. If Abraham, God did not know that, or God could not trust Abraham that if he asked him to do something, he will do it. You can imagine working with Abraham and the day God tells him, bring your son. Abraham said no. You know, that would have been the end to an extent. That's the truth. So, God knew, we're going to read it in the Bible. God saw clearly before he went further. Because the question, to what extent can God trust us? I've seen people betray God over. That's why, don't cry too much when people betray you. Because they do so to God. They do so. They do so to God. Someone was calling me, a lady saying she was accused of something. Okay, they accused you of something you did not do. Alright, maybe the accusation is wrong. But eventually, this lady went somewhere and now did that thing. That means that accusation has some truth in it. Understand? I'm dealing with Christians. So, we are looking at what trust, to what extent can God trust you? Before I continue, I want to put it to you more succinctly. There are people, even pastors, that God cannot trust. We've seen people, I was in a meeting one day, one pastor came out and said somebody met him, so he said he had to tell him this lie, he had to say it so that, you know, a woman sitting near me, she was not a pastor, I said. She said, how about pastor? Pastor. Publicly, he's telling people how he lied. Publicly, he's a pastor. A lot of color-wielding men have betrayed the confidence that God had in them. There are people that are preaching, but they cannot be trusted. If those who are preaching can't be trusted by God, you can imagine those listening. I want to show you from scripture that God placed premium on people he can trust. Now that's fundamental, because on that foundation he can do many more things with the person. Are you hearing me? That's the reality on ground. People marry and discover many things. Every day I'm inundated with stories, both directly that when I married him, and one lady told me she didn't know. She didn't know this guy was like this. Yeah, there are so many things we are not just. These are people you think they are brothers. But what happened? He was maltreating her. The lady had to tell me the other day. She so hit this girl that the lady started revenge. All this, she wants to hit me, I'm ready to hit you back. She confessed to me one day that the way she sees that two of them are not, if rapture takes place, her and her husband will miss it. She admitted, she owned up to it. But this, I believe, I know her, Christian. When has it gone to the level that you have judged yourself unfit for rapture? So, can God truly trust you? Can he rely on you? Can he count on you? That you will always do his will forever. That even in the hardest of time, you will stand with him. Can he trust you? John chapter 2. John 2. Let's open to John chapter 2. And see what the scripture has to say. John chapter 2. Can God trust you? Can he go to sleep and say, I have a son, I have a daughter, I can trust with my life? And when God trusts you adequately, he will entrust so many things into your hands. Are you hearing me? 2:23. In 23, is the one who come to Jerusalem and they pass over in the feast, in the day, whatever. Many believed in his name when they saw the miracle which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. They have successfully exercised faith. They believe, but he could not commit himself. He did not trust them. Is it not clear? Though they believe in him, he could not commit himself to them. Somebody may say, okay, they are just starting off. But the question is, it's not just that they are starting off. God still encountered this problem, even for those who have been in faith for long. I hope you know that there are some men that they are yesterday men. A man of God said the other day, he was preparing for a meeting and wanted to give to God. So he's quite a popular minister. He outlined one or two ministers that are known. He wanted to give some seed to them. God told him no. Why? He said, I don't know him again. Why? How won't you know? So I said, he was broken by that. That means, over time, God has seen that he can't trust that man again. He can't trust him. He has betrayed that confidence, and people do not know. He said he could not commit himself because he knew what was in man. Before God commits some dimension of glory and power to you, he will have to trust you. He will have to test you and trust you. Then he will commit greater glory. Some people wonder why some people used to do some kind of night vigil as if they are praying, as if God is not listening to them. No, it's not like that. The reality is that even in that prayer they are trying to pray, they are abusing prayer. Because inside that prayer room, some of them cannot be trusted. They are talking to God, but there and then they can go against God. Even in that prayer room, God can come and tell them, my sister, my daughter, my son, act this way. He will just block it. And then continue. Lagabataka. Yekebaria. God will come again, my son. This is the way I would have you block it. Shantaramataba. So God cannot trust him with time. He began to make noise. Is it not? Because when the real thing matter, he failed. Are you following what I'm saying? That's the reality on ground. He could not commit himself. Listen to me. God wants us to live our life in a way that his confidence in us can be complete. He can vouch. We're going to study this scripture. A man that God trusted in the Bible and what God said of them. And we're going to examine ourselves. Examine ourselves and see, can God really trust us? Can he, especially when nobody looking at us, are we ready to follow, to be true to him all the time? You need to see what leadership in churches are doing. I'm not talking about people going to go and do one big sin, yes. But some things are not, they are not ready for. I told one of my spiritual sons, the day I taught them on truth. When you are ready, come, let's go to God. Let's hear the truth about a matter. I didn't see him again. Because he's afraid of the truth. That means he cannot face the truth. Pastors start churches that they know they ought not to start. God is pressing on them. Close down this church. The man will block. He will never listen. He prefer to preach, but he'll never obey. Over time, God will lose confidence in him. And God will depart silently. He wished not that the Spirit had left him. Because God can no longer have that kind of confidence in him. Let me tell you, for all of us who are approaching God, telling him great things, he has a way of testing you. He has a way of seeing how reliable you are. He has a way of seeing whether he can trust you, then entrust you with so many things that follows. We see it in the scriptures and appreciate the way God does things. Genesis 18. Abraham was one man God trusted. You can see it verse 16. God trusted Abraham and trusted him. And the man rose up. I know him, verse 19. He will command his children and his household after him. That word, I know him, is very deep. I know him. I know Abraham. I trust him. That he will order his children after me, so that I can bring to pass my word. I know him means I have searched him. You can imagine if Abraham did not lead Isaac well, and Isaac becomes wayward. I mean, how do we continue the covenant? I know him. I trust him. I've tested him. When I told him, leave your country, he did everything. You know, 25 years from then was when he came back to Isaac. God tested him. He left the country. God said this. God said, all right. If you can do all this for me, if I allow you to have this child, I know you will carry him or order him arise. God bragged about Abraham. I know him. I know him. I know him. Many years ago, in those early days, we were praying with some of our brethren. God speak to us. We are learning the voice of God in those days. When I went, I started hearing the voice of God. One or two people came and gave testimony. I had a friend who, after prayer, he said, God is not just speaking, it was getting hot. God is not just speaking. I went and prayed to God. I said, God, why is it you're not speaking to us? You are not speaking to this brother. God told me, let him not say I am not speaking to him. There is a way God spoke to me that time that suggested that there is something in him that is hardened. Over the years, this is almost 30 years now. Over the years, I have seen, I've understood. You understand? I've understood, I now know why it's like that. Because it has shone out over the years. It has seen it clearly. God sees very deep. And he understands why he acts in a certain way. I know him. Can God say that of us? Can God say that this is my daughter? Apart from loving her, I can trust her. That anytime she hears me, I know she will do it. Anytime, if I ask her, evangelize, I will go and sleep, she'll carry it out. No matter how hard things are for her, I know she will never lie. No matter what it takes, I know she can give up everything for me. Is that the testimony? You will appreciate this when we start hearing God and hearing what he's saying about so many people. God wants to trust us and trust us deeply. And one thing about this fact is that even when some are betraying the trust of God, people don't know. They don't understand. But God said, I know Abraham. That's why when that same child, God gave it to him and said, bring that child. Abraham walked up immediately to go and give up that child. Telling you that God has seen him deeply. This man will not betray me. He has seen him deeply. This man will not go against what I've said. This man can die for me. No wonder he made him the father of many nations. We don't tell people this because we think new creation and not examine some of these truths. The truth is that I've seen many new creatures who cannot be trusted. Practical. You can say he's not born again, but he cannot be trusted. He cannot be. When the thing gets hard, he will prove to you that he cannot be properly trusted. These are the things God look out for. And that's why he tested that pastor I told you from the beginning of the message, how he felt woefully. May God testify of us as he testified of Abraham in Jesus' name. May he speak concerning you. I know this my son. I know this my daughter. He can never fail me. You can count on him. I know him. Oh, a man was preaching. I love the way he put it. He said, looking for an opportunity to die for Jesus. And I know he's not joking because of his antecedent. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So he can be trusted. He can be relied on. I've seen people change their mind with time. I've seen people boast of some kind of consecration. Over time, I've seen them adjust. I've seen the way they are changing their mind about so many things. And they speak from both sides of the mouth. I say, oh, God is going through a lot. But I want to show you from the Bible that you should be reliable. God should have confidence in you. God should be able to count on you to advance his kingdom. Count on you to do his will on earth. He should be able to count on you. Job chapter 1 verse 8. Job 1:8. We'll see what the scripture says. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Now hear what God is saying about someone. There is none like him in the earth. It's not enough to read these scriptures. Thank God we eat the Bible. When you are eating this verse, eat it well. Pause and think. There is none like him in the earth. When you read this place, don't go to the next verse. Stop and meditate. God said of a human being that there is none like him in the earth. I don't know whether you are hearing what I'm hearing. There were other righteous men. Yet God said that there is none like him in the earth. That's the testimony God gave for Job. Kai. Now, let's go further. A perfect. This is God's testimony. A perfect and an upright man. one that feareth God and escheweth evil. This is not the testimony of a man praising another. It's the very words of God. The very testimony of God. Read the next verse. You see it clearly. Verse 9. Then Satan answered, "Doth Job fear God for naught?" Satan had to hear that God trusts a man like that. Is he afraid of? He's not because of all the blessings. Let's go further. 10. Verse 10. "Has thou not made an hedge about him and about his house, about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands. His substance is increased in the land." Verse 11. "Put forth thine hand now. Touch all that he had, and it will come. He will cause thee to thy face." That was a challenge to God. Take away what he has, it will cause you to your face. Do you know that God cannot gamble that with some people? Because they will do it. God cannot stake his integrity and say that of some people, because they will teach God a lesson and make the devil laugh at God. I told you another story of Boko Haram. I think I've said this here. This one, it was one convert that said it in his testimony. How, before we continue it, how they arrested people again and clamped many of them. You're a Christian, move to this direction. Muslim, move to this direction. Okay. They knew all of those that were Christians. Sorry, they caught those that they know they were Christians already. They ask them, if you are ready to deny Jesus, you see them with their knife, they kill on the spot. Go here. If you want to be converted to a Muslim, go here. Now, if you want to deny Jesus to be converted, go here. But if you know you will not get converted, come here. If you don't get converted, of course, they are ready to destroy you. One or two, some people stood for Christ and went and stayed. They won't get converted. Come and kill us. A lot of them were ready to become Muslims. You know what those Boko Haram people did? Very smart guy. They look at those who said they will not deny, let them die, and say, "You people are the true people. Go." They release them. They look at those that say they deny. He said, "He make no, you people are of no use. Even if you become Muslim, the day Christian catch you, you deny Muslim." They killed them. Real life. "You will deny us, so you are not trustworthy." And they took them away. They took them away because they showed that they cannot be relied on. See how God staked his life on a human being. It's not a joke. God can play every day. It's not a joke that God can try with some new creatures. Verse 12. God cannot try this with some. Verse 12. The Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, all thy hand is in thy power. Only upon itself put not forth thy hand." Satan went from the presence of God, who stopped there. You know the story. I don't need to keep reading. By the time you know it, all his goose went, animal, children died. Can you imagine? Seven children. Seven sons, I see three daughters. You can imagine losing all of them one day. When all of this happened, and Job saw that, "Kai, this thing hit me so hard." Verse 22. Let's fast forward to 22. Now, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. He held on. We saw how the devil went for that and said, "Okay, a skin for skin." They put disease, everything on him. Even his wife, who was supposed to be a righteous woman. Job could not have married an ungodly woman. Job could not have married a wayward woman. But when he got to that level, the woman told him, curse God and die. Because she has already cursed God inside. When God, did God say, has thou considered Job and his wife? So this trust thing is individualistic. Some husbands can be trusted by God, but God can't trust their wives. Some wives can be trusted by God, but God cannot trust the husband. That's the truth. She told him, curse God and die. Job said, you speak like one of these foolish women. You know the story of Job. Job held on until God was satisfied. God came and blessed him and changed his story. The devil went away with his tail between his legs. God defeated him. God defeated the devil using Job. That's the kind of man Job was. That's the level of integrity of heart. That's the extent to which God can put confidence in a man. Ask yourself, to what extent can God trust me? That's why people do secret things they don't want people to know. That's why one or two things here and there, and some people don't even know what they are capable of doing when they are tested. And they look for a job for long, they can't see. You see them begin to cut corners. You see them begin, you are feeling a form that you get to a point where you know. They say, change this. Change this. Someone told me, they say, before I get that job, I should write that I'm not married. She's married though. But in the bid to get a job in these days of joblessness, she had to write not married because she must get that job. These are the things that they are little. But if we are going to go, they look little. But a man who will write married or not single, where he write married, will go forth and do many other things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? These things matter, even in the New Testament. It matters, and we need to look at it intricately. I'm going to come to New Testament so that you see it clearly. Because we must put ourselves in a way that God can have great confidence in us. Some people have tried to build cities, but they cannot be trusted by God. And that's why God is calling on us and asking us to answer this question. Can He trust us? He wants to commit more into our hands. He wants to take us further. He wants to do good. He wants to commit so much into our hands. But He wants to see to what extent can He properly trust us. Let's read 2 Timothy 1, verse 11. 2 Timothy 1, verse 11. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded He is able to keep that which I commit to Him against that day. Go to 1 Timothy. That's where we ought to have read. 1 Timothy 1:11. Let's go there. 1 Timothy 1:11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, God entrusted him with the gospel. Verse 12. I thank Jesus, our Lord, who had enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. He counted me faithful. Then He entrusted the gospel in my hands. Because if He had done that to a lesser person, He may be disappointed. The gospel is committed to my trust. But He counted me faithful. God tested him for a while before they commissioned him up, the apostolic commission. Before God took him to that dimension, He tested him for a while. Before He now commit the full gospel into his hand, He counted me faithful. Why is it that the Bible says many are called, few are chosen? Have you thought of that? Why is it that way? That many are called, few are chosen. Is that what Jesus said? That principle is explaining this message. That means he can call many, he can call them, but in choosing, he looks for those he can trust. They are the one he chooses. Read the Bible well. He called them. That means what prepares God to call, the principle of choosing is not different. It's just like interview job. They open everybody come for interview. Once you have you've graduated, is it not qualification? Once you're a graduate, just come, everybody comes. When they are done with whatever analysis, they will narrow it down. By the time they are done, they may pick 10 out of that 10,000. Is it not? These are the people we can trust with this job. That human level. So when it comes to calling, God opens his heart. But after that, he will narrow it down and choose. What I'm telling you, some of us are thinking because we're in New Testament. Look, some of these things are not, they don't understand that man is a free moral agent. A Christian can still do wrong if he wants to do wrong. Is it not? Is it not? So, he counted me faithful. Putting me, there was a trust God had for him. Apostle Paul said, we are not like those who corrupt the world, because many people do it. He trusted and put me there. And I was able to run. I hope you know some big ministers that have done well. There are others we have who never rise to where they are. Are you hearing me? They never got there because they fall along the line. Along the line. With a little money here and there, they begin to misbehave. With a little here and there, they begin to act funny. And the long run, God let them to be. So God wants to take you further. But let me tell you, he will have to test you. He will not be blinded and, oh, this is my child. But he's not fitted for the job. So, I want you to open up yourself. God, you can trust me. And if there are things sometimes you do that will betray God's trust, you can make adjustments. That's the truth. We can adjust and God will understand and approve us to do his will on earth. Now let's go to Genesis 49. Genesis 49. Verse 5. Genesis 49, 5. He was talking to Simeon and Levi. He said, Simon and Levi are brethren. Instrument of cruelty are in the habitation. Verse 6. O my soul, come not down unto their secret, unto their assembly, my honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, in their self-will they dig down a wall. In their self-will. Simeon and Levi, you know the story well. When their sister was raped, they went to the Shechemite. Well, we've read the Bible here well. You saw the way they deceived those people. Then came and killed all of them. The father said, why did you do that? Do you want these people to attack us? They were so angry that they killed everybody there. So Jacob said, let not my honor, let not my secret. He says, come not down into their secret. What Jacob is invariably saying, this Simon and Levi are not trustworthy. In their anger, see what they were capable of doing. So let my honor be withdrawn from them. Have you not noticed that people that have quick temper and get very, very angry, have you not seen them do things that you think they will not do? Some men out of great anger have divorced. You never see pastor divorce his wife? divorce the woman out of great anger. You see him divorce. Some people are out of great anger, broken out of some ministries irrationally. There are times you leave when it's necessary. Once it's gone, it's wonderful. But some people have done it wrongly. We've seen people of anger. So even God is saying through Jacob, let not my honor come to them. The truth is that there is a level of trust God must have in us for us to touch some level of glory. Somebody may say, I didn't do anything for God to do this for me. Yes, but he will test you. And if you prove to him that he can't trust you, then the glory will wane. Some people wonder why many Christians, they are on fire over time. Where is the fire? It's because God has tested them over time. So they cannot increase again. Because they failed some little test. We don't tell people that, but that's a living reality. Let not my honor come to them. But it will not be said of you in Jesus' name. It will not be said of you in Jesus' name. God's confidence in you will be total. He will count on you to do his will on earth. He will trust you to execute his counsel. In that office, in that business center, anywhere you find yourself, God can say, I have a son there. We have a daughter there. They'll be laughing with Jesus and the Holy Ghost and be giving themselves high five. This son, we know he will speak for us. We trust him. We know him well. We know what he will do. He's predictable. And we know he will never fail us. You need to see the joy in heaven when they speak. That will be said of you. God said, I have my son, he's there. I have my daughter, he's there. I can have confidence in him. He's in the government house. He will stand for me. Anything I want him to tell the governor, he will tell the governor. I know him well. Whatever I ask him to do, he will do. He does not disobey me. Anywhere I ask him to go, he go. Wherever, whatever I ask him to do, he do. He's my personal person. He's my personal person. I can lean on him and I will not fall. I can rely on him and he will never, ever, ever betray me. I know him. I know him. I know him. God wants to put his confidence in us. I'm a minister. Pray for people and counsel many. I see a lot of things people do. They are not real. I keep seeing it. I say, no. You continue like this. God. That's why some pastors are praying for breakthrough and they don't get it. Some people say, God, give me power. Why? So they will show somebody that they have power. These are the things that make God not give it to them. God has, they don't understand that God has tested them. Have you not seen some people when they see little money? I know someone that after just little money, so look at the way he's behaving. And God will be committing billions of naira. Billion. Did you not read Jesus? He that is faithful with little is faithful with much. Don't be asking God, if you give me a billion, I will sponsor the gospel. It's a good prayer. But my brother, my sister, you don't need billions. Start from where you are. That your 5,000 naira. Let's start there. Divide it into two. Give them. Buy Bible. Give somebody. Start with 5,000. Start with now your 7,000. Now you think the 7,000 naira is miserable. Start with them. Is it not? Start doing it. Then God will say, hey, look at that, my God. Is it not showing us that we can commit more? Then God will open more. And now come more into your hands. Some church cannot go. Because the pastor of the church has proven himself not trustworthy. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough to tell God, okay, does he give you? Can you lead them the way he wants? Very important. That's the question we ask ourselves. Now let's look at some others. Can God really trust us? Let's go to the book of Numbers. We'll see clearly. Numbers 12, verse 3. I'm sure you know the verse well. 12:3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. I know you know that verse. More than all the men that were on the face of the earth. That record is deep. He was the meekest man living. Before you talk about the most anointed, he was the meekest man. God saw it in him. God broke him and he accepted to be broken. Okay, look at what he said in verse 7. Fast forward to verse 7. 17th, shall he behold? Then, afraid to speak against my servant Moses. I like the way God takes personal honor. He said, my servant. He said, my servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful in all my house? You know what that means? I trust him. I trust him, and you are not afraid. Take leprosy. Those God trusts are those he advertises. Are you hearing me? God will advertise the man of God that he trusts, the woman of God he trusts. That's the one he will advertise. He can advertise. My servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful? You are not afraid to talk against him? Take leprosy. Miriam, a prophetess came down, as we say in medicine. She came down with leprosy. A prophetess, before she went against a greater prophet. Who God? That's why God committed. Moses was to the Old Testament what Jesus was to the New Testament. God committed much into his hands, and Moses was faithful in all his house. It's not as if he's not without any mistake per se, but the truth is that God had great confidence in him. God trusted him. Trusting you is different from apart from being anointed. There are people that may not be hearing their name silently. God has bequeathed much trust on them. And we're going to be shocked what will happen as the years goes by. So, who is faithful in all my house? God trusted Moses. And that was why God could do so many things with him. God met with Moses, and Moses went far. He saw the glory of God. He begged. He saw the back part of God. God knew that this man will not fail me eventually. So, he followed him, and that's it. And I continued that way until we saw the glory. God took him to write the book of Genesis, Exodus, because he has seen a man that he can trust and he can rely on. So he gave him much. He gave him much. And he was able to be used mightily by God. The book of Isaiah 1. Let's read verse 8. Isaiah 1:8. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, and as a lodge in the garden of cucumber, as a besieged city. Verse 9. Except the Lord had left us a very small remnant, we should have been like Sodom and Gomorrah. Except God had left that little remnant, would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the reality on ground. That's what God is saying concerning his children. And that's just it. Now, let's go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings. That's not what I wanted to explain, but let's go to 2 Kings. 5. You know the story of Gehazi? The story of Gehazi. 2 Kings chapter 5. You see Gehazi, a great man that God was raising, a servant of Elisha, that God was ready. God was ready, to do many more things with him. No, but something went wrong. 2 Kings 5:25. 5:25. He went in and stood before his master. Elisha said unto him, "Whence comest thou, Gehazi?" He said, "Thy servant went no whither." See how close he is to such a great man of God, and he still tells lies. Some people can live in the same house and sleep on the same bed with a great man of God, but they are not sincere. They are very close to the man of God, but they cannot live like him. They are close, but they don't have his heart. That's Gehazi for you. Now you go, brother. He said unto him, "Went not my heart with thee? When the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money, to receive camel? Olivier is a verse I know you know. Vineyard, sheep, oxen, mesa. But let's continue. Verse 27. The leprosy said, "Therefore of Naaman, that Elisha is thoughtful, shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever." And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. That's how he ended his career. Gehazi was not trustworthy. He was near Elisha. We saw the way he lied, did not go anywhere. Somebody says about Gehazi, "Let's enter the church, we'll see it play out." Oh, lies go on. Sometimes we can want to overlook it. I told the son of man, you lie. The way you are telling this lie from time to time, a man of God, from time to time. And recently I saw he was telling one or two more again. Hey, lie from time to time. Yeah, talk about a very great future. And you'll be lying to people. Then after a while again, he will tell another one again. He will tell another one again. That's the man God will commit the world to. That's the man that God will... Oh my God. Gehazi was not reliable. Gehazi was not. So Elisha said, "Let Kukuma give him leprosy. Let's not just allow him go. Let him go with leprosy as a gift." Why? Because he was not dependable. They knew what he's capable of doing. Some will tell you maybe he would have taken over from Elisha, Prophet Gehazi. But his heart was so unclean. Something in him, because he saw money, he betrayed God. You know, some ministers, as soon as they started seeing money, things changed. Many things changed. Even message changed. So many things changed. By the time somebody give them Lamborghini, they will not see the scripture clearly again. Somebody said, "Take this Rolls Royce." The man has never seen anything close to that. With that Rolls Royce, the way he will start ministering now, it has taken a new pattern. Take a Range Rover, he will not see clearly again. Because of Range Rover, he cannot speak the truth. He has started erring just because of common Range Rover. He has started erring. The reality is that man was never really trustworthy. May that not be your testimony in Jesus' name. May that not be your testimony. May God rely on you. Apostle Paul says, "I know how to abound and how to abase. I can abound, I can abase. Whatever you take me, if you give me plenty, I will enjoy. If you give me small, no qualms. I'm still there. That's the reality on ground. I was talking to one minister one day. It dawned on me, also, even in Nigeria here, how some preachers go to territories they want. I like Lagos, they'll go to Lagos. I like Port Harcourt, they will enter Port Harcourt. I think I like Abuja, let me live near Bukhari. Maybe I can get some seed from him. They will locate it near him. I think I like there. Without recourse to what God would have wanted from them. Without recourse to where the lamb is leading, which we have taught here many times. So God looks at them and cannot properly trust them again. Let me tell you, there is a pain in the heart of God. The way many are making themselves, they cannot be properly trusted. Some cannot be trusted with the anointing. No. There is a dimension of power they cannot be trusted with because of what they are capable of doing. That's the reality on ground. That's why you need to know yourself and know yourself well. We use grace and cover it up, but certain things steer us at the face. Make up your mind to be different. Make up your mind to tell heaven, you can count on me. Make up your mind. I will stand for you forever. You can even try me. The psalmist said, thou hast searched me and known me. He said, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou hast searched me and known me. He could say that and he could rely. He could stand with God and declare it. And say, thou hast searched me and known me. The book of Revelation 3. We're going to read the Laodicean church. Maybe there's something we'll see there. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. You'll see that the Laodicean church, I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold. I mean hot or whatever, cold or whatever. He sold them because thou art lukewarm. Neither cold nor hot. I will spew thee out of my mouth. This is God speaking. This is the very, if you have Bible in red, it's in red. This is Jesus Christ speaking. That the words of Jesus are in red. I will spew thee because you are neither here nor there. God will not rely on them. Let's go further. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods. Now they have started getting some money here and there. I have need of nothing. They are blinded. I have need of nothing. Knowest not that thou art wretched. You can imagine what Jesus is telling his children. That doesn't agree with the gospel some people preach. That's Jesus. It's not Old Testament. That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. He said, you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked. Man, that's too heavy. Should I delete that part from the Bible? Should we remove that one? Maybe let's change it. Wretched, poor, miserable, blind. How can you tell a child of God is wretched? How can you tell a child of God is miserable? Will they not denounce you in this generation? How can you tell a rich child of God with Range Rover that he's poor? With the Lamborghini, you tell him he's poor. How do you tell him he's poor? But that's what. How do you tell him he's blind? Say, I see by faith. I see. I have the eyes of Christ. He say you are blind. The Jesus Christ, you say you have his eyes. He's telling you are blind. How then do you tell a righteous man that he's naked? Jesus is saying they are naked. We have deceived people. He says he's naked. 5 adjectives to capture a child of God. That's too hard. That looks harsh. But he has sifted them and know he cannot trust them. That's the reality of God. He has sifted them. Do you know that there are pastors who can be trusted? Who have gathered people too that cannot be trusted? He said, my prophet prophesied lies, and the people love to have it so. Is it not? They love to have it so. They don't like the truth. Let's read the next verse. 18. I counsel of thee, buy of me gold, tried in fire, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be healed. Alright? And also, white raiment, that thou may be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and Lord, that I will eye serve, that thou mayest see. Let's go further, verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke. So God used to rebuke. Is it not? The message of the New Testament is not without rebuke. Apostle Paul gave rebuke. Albeit I love a rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Be zealous. Finally, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. You know, we always use this verse for unbelievers when we're calling altar call. But it was used for believers. I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hear my voice, open the door. I will come in and sup with him and he with me. That's a wonderful memory verse. If any man open the door, I will come in and repair him. Allow me to come so that I will rearrange your life. That's why he was telling the church in Laodicea. Allow me, because I don't understand you people again. Allow me. Let me come and change. Listen to me. It's time for us to examine ourselves critically as seekers of God. And tell God, you can count on me. I want you to look into your life. I want to believe God can trust you. I want to believe. I want to believe that God can trust you. Ask some women, do you trust that your husband is not cheating on you? Some will say, well, I believe he's not. I know he's not. Some say, who can tell? The way I see that guy, that my husband, sometimes the way he come back late, and I'm not saying he's doing anything, though, but the way I'm seeing him, you know, and the way there's a way he is, you know, go and ask some, you'll hear stories where you ask people, you'll laugh. Ask them, some will say, lie me, trust this one. He's a deacon in church, oh. Trust, hey! Do you know the amount of lies he told me last month? He's a deacon in church. Deacon! Even pastors to tell serious lies. Because they can't be counted on again. That's why a man of God will go to native doctor and ask for, can you give me backup? Can you imagine? Backup! Backup! A man of God said of one in Lagos, somebody he raised only to be invited. He came, he saw the church, very large church. He was happy, minister. He called a guy by the side. I know God bless people, but the way you went so fast in 1 year, this big church, what? Come and tell the guy was not answering the man of God properly. According to him, he said he just pushed him away. I mean, in the hotel, he just pushed him like he talk with his wife. He used wisdom and make him leave. So he called the wife. What is happening? They told the woman that she opened up and say how the guy went to one. This is where they used to go and suck breasts of women or whatever. One dangerous native. You know, to get power, they gave him microphone. And all I know, there's somebody that used diabolical charm. Yeah, in Lagos there. Yeah, the church is there. He did it. The wife had to confess. The man of God was so devastated that the one that they invited to preach bought a car, whatever they gave him, he left everything and walked away. He left him there. Go around, you will see so many things. God will not allow us to be caught up with all of this in Jesus' name. He will not allow us to be caught up. We are going to stand for him all the time. We are going to speak for him, and he will hear us in a way that is profound in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to believe that we are ready to stand for him. We want to believe that we are ready. Ananias and Sapphira, remember, they could not be trusted to do what is right. So, I want to urge us, gradually as I'm winding up, look into yourself. Can God fully count on you? Can he count on you all the time? That's the question we are asking. Will he put his hope? Let me tell you, God is looking for people he will use. He's looking for people he will reveal himself more to. Those he will take to higher heights. We must declare ourselves as one of them. And we must open up our life. God, I'm ready. I want to tell you as I'm winding up. To prove that God can trust you. Do you know he will test you? Yes. To prove he can trust you, he will test you. In passing his test, You'll be trusted. I know God is all-knowing. Doesn't need to test you to know you. But he needs to still do it to show you who you are. Are you hearing me? To show you who you are so that you see it clearly. So, Christ is in us. Does not mean we don't have a willpower. So we must keep yielding so that God can count on us. Let's not be caught up with this generation and all our foibles. I know no human being can be as perfect as God. Agreed. But the reality is that let the testimony God gave of Job, let him give it of us. Do you know that Paul told the church in Galatians, I stand in doubt of you. Is it not? I stand in doubt of you. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? I stand in doubt of you. Chapter 3 verse 1. Who have bewitched you? He went forth and said, I stand in doubt of you. My little children, 4 verse 19. I travail again until Christ is formed in you. Paul became afraid. Do you know that Judas Iscariot could not be trusted? Somebody say he went to the extreme. Listen to me. The reality is that some people may not go to that level, but God will help us to obey him all the time. It will make us to be in a place where his confidence is total, and that you will never ever fail him in any way, even in the minutest way. He will rely on you to spread his kingdom. Even when things are hard, Psalm 15 says, he sweareth to his heart and changeth not. The man that will ascend the tabernacle. So you will hold your phone and stand your ground. And you will see God helping you in a great way. In the name of Jesus Christ. God will help us as he increasingly trusts us. Why am I giving this message before we begin to pray? God wants to carry many of us further. I see greater power and greater glory. I see God giving young men what old men don't have. I see God taking us to a height in the spirit. Some of you here that don't used to see well, in times of say God opening your eyes, he wants to start opening your eyes henceforth. He wants to start showing you what you don't know before. He wants to take you further. Some have asked God for anointing and greater power. He wants to unleash it. So this message is subtly trying to herald and open that door as God enter a new walk with us and a new dimension. Let's rise to our feet. I want us to have enough time and pray so that I'll be speaking out the word of God as God will lead us. I want you to begin to pray. We're going to talk to God. Begin to cry to God. Lord, search me. The psalmist cried that cry. Search me and see if there's any wicked way in me and lead me to life everlasting. Search my heart, O God. Purify me afresh. God can change you now in a new way if we yield. Search me. Psalm 139, verse 23. You see it clearly. Search me, O God. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. The next verse. He said in verse 24, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me to the way everlasting. Cry to God, search me afresh today. Take away from me anything in me that may betray you, even if it's small. Let it die today. I open up myself to you afresh, and I want you to trust me. I open up myself to you afresh. Let's pray that prayer. Lord, I open myself afresh. Search me, O God. Search me, Malabo Sabalakabatoria Balea. In the area where you fail, we have to lay this foundation before when we come tomorrow, we enter one or two other things God is saying. God prepare. This will prepare our hearts. Search me, Lord. Look at your area, your life well. Is there any area? You know, some people don't fail God totally. They may fail God a little. Say, God, even that one I don't want. God, you can count on me for world evangelism. You can count on me to take on the sinners in Akure. You can rely on me in my office. God, I will represent you well there. I'm your man, I'm your woman. Help me, Lord. Jesus, help me. Help me, Malu. Oh, boy. Heaven is counting on you. Father God, thank you. Walk with a heart that is true. Carry your cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you. I pray to Malakaria. Lord, count on me. You see, thank God for the great things you have done. I want you to refocus yourself. Lord, I stand with you. I stand with you all the time. I stand with you all the time. Melekebia. I bebele muria la kaba sodo moria. I bebele neketu maria walaya. I stand with you all the time. I stand with you. Mel elebe subria la kaba. Wobotondol emele kubiala. Yekebe tu miria de kaba. Wobotondol ebe tu niala. I stand with you. Mar edeboto moria lekedelia lovolo godelia. Lagabala Maria, Lagabaria, Lekebedolia, Lekedia, Wobotomolia, la 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 Yekebe tu Maria bala bala kobo sodia. Lebe don dol ebe tu miria kai. Yekebe su miria kabala kai. Wobo don dol ebe tu miria la kalia. Wobo don dol ebe sheke beria lia. Wobo lia belia kaba somoria lia. Ayakaba albe lebe to goria lia. Search me and lead me to the way everlasting. Mal ete keria la. Thank God for the great things we are doing everywhere. God, you can count on me. You can put your trust in me for more. I lose myself and allow you. You can count on me. Those things God asked you to do last year, are you still doing it? Or you claim you have forgotten? Those covenants you made with God, have you forgotten? Those agreements you entered with God, have you thrown it aside? Al-Kebedolia. What God told you, are you still holding on to it? Job wife said, will you continue to hold fast your integrity? God, I'm ready. The Holy Ghost is here. Mal ede kuvia. Ebebele kebe tu malia daga batali alia. Ebebele kebele kelebele kelia. There's a lady here. I know when you are going out with a brother, the tendency to fall is there. The tendency for you to make mistake when you are in a relationship is there. If you come out, God will give you strength. This is a place of sincerity. I'm not telling you or accusing you, but I say the tendency is something that is likely to happen. God wants to give you strength so you can come out. He wants to give you greater strength. When you come out, he will give you greater grace to stand no matter what. If you know there are a group of people God asks you to reach out to, and you have not done it, He told you reach out to them. Come and let me pray for you. I believe you will repent and God start reaching out to them. As a group of people God asks you to reach out to, He put a burden. Up to today you have not gone to do it. So come and let me pray for you. Let me agree with you, even as we keep praying, that after this retreat, you'll go and reach out to those people that God has put in your heart. You'll go and reach out to them. So if you come out, we'll pray with you. Meleke mele kubaria. Ya kebe tu maria bala kabata maria. De kebo. Wobo dondole ebe du miyala kabada. Ay kebe du maria lai. Ay bete mele kebala balia kabo selia. Ay mele bete buria bala kabato lia. Ya kabo tomore balia. Father God, I thank you. Mal ele bebe te kere balia lia. Ay bebe le mele kobo so maria la balia kai. Epepete bele boro bolo kabatenialia. Aipepete kere bolo korea. I want you to pray, God strengthen me. I will not fail your test. I will not fail your test. I will not fail your test. Al kere belialia. One other part of Psalm, he said, try me, search me, and you'll find nothing. I will not fail your test. I will not fail your test. God, you will give me grace. As I make this decision, I will not fail your test. I'll give it to Maria Maria Dakai. Woboto Maria will not. I'll give it to Nia. Woboto Nebelia Kabatalia. Woboto Maria Maria Kabatalia. Father God, we thank you, Mal Etei, because you have stretched your hands. You have stretched your hands to do with us, Mel Ele Kabaya. Now I want you to focus on the area of your life, because we have come to meet with God here. God strengthen me in this area, I'll carry a lie. Because this is where my problem will likely come. Strengthen me in this area, Mal Elekaya. Epetu Maria Batakabaria. Strengthen me in this area, Mal Elekushialaya. Strengthen me in this area, O God, Elevesia. Strengthen me in this area. Molotokosia. God has come down to do it. He has come down to give that great strength. In this particular area, Mal area strengthen me. I can emele buria la guy. Emeludia. I get emele buria. Balakabatolia. Emele tekele melia. I was talking about outreach. There's someone, there's some group of women. God wanted you to reach out to you. I've not gone there yet. I ask you to come. I've not seen you. You've not.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Your heart.
Oh Lord, we ask for the